Okay, so today is Daf Nun Aleph. We are on still Nun Amud Beis. By the two dots, I would say it's like 12, 13 lines in the bottom, where it says, Ein Rotzin Lachil Peros. Okay, what does that mean? That means as follows. It was a difficult case. The case was that Reuven stole Shimon's field and sold it to Levi. Right? Reuven stole Shimon's field and sold it to Levi. Now, when Levi wants to get... Reuven comes to Levi and says, by the way, you know, you're in a field that someone stole from me. It's my field. Shimon has no right. Shimon's a thief. So Reuven gets the field back. Now Levi goes to Shimon and says, well, compensate me for the pay. Now compensate everything. Yeah. I gave the field back. I gave the field back through his field. Now you have to pay me I bought a field that I don't own it anymore. Give me back my money. So the Mishnah said that the money that Levi paid for the field, he can get back from Shimon's Lekuchos. Shimon says, I don't have any money, but Shimon sold fields to other people. He can get that back from Lekuchos. However, the payros, or the improvements that Levi made on the field, that he can't get back from Shimon's Lekuchos. He has to get it back from Shimon's cash. Shimon doesn't have any cash? That's life. Right? That's the case. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, my taima, what's the reason for that? So, Amar Ula, Amar Rish Lakish, Lefisha Ein Ksuvin. But that wasn't written down. That wasn't written down. So, no star. Rashi says, Lefisha Ein Ksuvin, third line, third wide line. Haperos Halalu, Kishenichtav Star, Mechiris HaKarka HaGzula, Adayin Lo Hayu. When, by the way, Reuven's no dummy. When Reuven, Shimon's no dummy. When Shimon sold the field to Levi, he gave him a star. A loan document, a sale document. I'm selling you. It's a star. The payros weren't in that star. Right? What was in the star? I'm selling you this field. Not the payros. That wasn't in a star. That was never in a star. V'lo kasav b'shtar eloploni machar karka plonis ploni leploni b'achrayis. Shimon selling this field to Levi with achrayis. That's all that's in the star. That's all we have to read from this Rashi. It's complicated.
Isn't it assumed if you buy the field,
and
even if there's no
payers
on the trees, you still
get
the
payers? So Rabbi Abba says to Ula, 1 minute, v'hamazon ha'isha, v'habanos, the support for an isha and the children, and the husband dies, and the wife gets supported, the kiman di kisivi damu, it's as if it's written down, also not written down anywhere, however, it's like part of the ksuva, it's as if it's written down, v'katani, Ein motzian. And again, you don't pay lekuchos for a widow's support. Meaning, husband dies, the wife comes to the children, or they come to Bezin, she's like, I got nothing to eat. My husband was a poor man. I had nothing to eat. Now he's dead. I have mamish nothing. Well, once upon a time, he sold a field to somebody. You can't take that field away to pay for the wife. The widow should have what to eat. You can't do that. Why not? So the Gemara says, "Amale hasa meikara hachi it could ksuvenhein etzel bnei churin vein ksuvenhein etzel mishubadim." That's the rule that we made by a woman, by an almana, by a widow. Right? No one's ever going to lend money. No one's ever going to lend money if you're always suspected they're going to take it away from you. The field. I'm sorry. No one's ever going to sell fields. No one's ever going to engage in any real estate. Why? Because it'll come out that the husband, everyone dies. How's the wife going to live? Oh, 50 years ago, he sold the field. And take that field away? You can't have a society like that. Right? V'chein, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Lefisha Ein Ksuvin. The reason why Levi, in this case, can't get the things from Shimon is because it's not Ksuvin. It's not written down. Amalei, same with that Gemara. Amalei of Zera, Lord of Asi, for Amazon, Isha, Vabanos, the command, Xividam, Victoni, Ein, what's he in? What about the support for a wife and children, which is like written down, and also not? Amalei, Lome, Karahachi, Atkun, Xuven, Hein, Eitzel, Benechorin, thank Xuven, and Eitzel, Mishubadim. Yeah, it's written down only regarding Mishubadim. Only regarding Benechorin, not regarding Mishubadim, otherwise nobody would have a sell field. So there's no kasha now. That's the rule. The rule is it's not written down. Rabbi Chanina Omar, another reason. Lefisha ain kitzuvin. There's no, we don't have a set amount. There's no set amount. How much could any, what's the theory? The theory is that lekuchos, right? When I buy a field from you, so I know that if you owe money to people, right? There's a kol, and I could look it up, and I could ask people, and I know how much, what are the chances of me getting this field being taken away from me because you owe money to somebody else. I get that. What about over here? There's no fixed amount. How much payros did Levi incur that he wants to be paid back? How are you going to evaluate that? It's not
I thought this was how much lekuchos is going to yield.
No. No, how much, what we said, remember the case, Shimon stole Reuven's field, sold it to Levi. Reuven comes back, gets the field back. Now Levi comes to Shimon and says, no, give me my money back. Right? So the money back, he can get from the Kuchos. Right? What about the expenses on the fruit? Mishnah, you can't get that from the Kuchos. So why not? Because it's not a fixed amount. It's not a fixed amount. Right? Now, make sense? Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Now, Ibailahu, Rabbi Chanina, according to Rabbi Chanina, Kitsuvin Uksuvin Bai, so you need both. It has to be written down and it has to be fixed. Odilma, or maybe Kitsuvin, it has to be fixed. Afal Pisha ain't on Ksuvin. And now it doesn't have to even be written down, says Rashi on top. V'isle demalve alpe, if you have a loan that's a milva alpe, it was never written down. But it's Ksuva. But it's a fixed amount. The fixed amount. Tar from your Mishabdi? Could you collect from Mishabadim now? Right? You hear that? Hear what Rashi just said? You hear that? Ask Tosfos on top. Pirish Bekuntris. The Isle de Malval Peh, go from Mishabdi. If you have an oral loan, you could collect from Mishabadim. Why? That's the question. Why? Because it's a fixed amount. Says Tosfos, what are you talking about? It's a preparation of Mishnah and Parak Get Pashat, the government of Chasim B'nei Chorin, right? If it's a milva al peh, you can only collect from the Chasim B'nei Chorin. You cannot collect from the Chasim Mishubadim if it's an oral loan, even if it's fixed amount. Right? So he has a whole different pshat tosfos. First of all, it's not, he says he's not talking about loans, he's talking about other things. Okay. Anyway, back to top line. Tashma, the Itmar. We're trying to bring a riot to this story. Misha Meis, guy dies. V'hiniach shtei banos. He has two daughters, Uben, and a son. V'kadma harishona, now one of the daughters went and grabbed v'natla isur nesachim. And she got isur nesachim. What's Isur Nesachim? Isur Nesachim is basically money to pay for her wedding. She grabbed Isur Nesachim, it's called. Okay? What happened was the father died, left over two girls and a boy. One of the girls went and got money for the wedding. She took money for her wedding. Okay? It's called Isur. What?
10%, right?
10%. Isur Nesachim. Velo hispik shnia legabos adjemes haben. The second daughter didn't have a chance to grab that, and then the son died. Okay? Now that the son died, what happens to the estate? It gets yarshin between the two daughters. Right? So now the second daughter can say, listen, first let me get my 10%, and then we'll divide the estate. You did that. You got that came off the top. So let me do the same thing. Let me get my money for the chasana. And then we'll divide the rest, 50-50. Right? Amar Biochanan, Shnia Vitra. The second daughter lost out on the 10%. She lost out. Why? Because the brother died. Right? Rashi says, Shnia Vitra, it's right here. Ivda Isur Nesachim Shalah. She loses out on her Isur Nesachim. Why? V'lo Amrinim, we don't say, Tigave Isur Nesachim Beresha. First, take off the 10% for the wedding, Vashar, and the remaining amount, Yachloku Bishava, and then the rest will divide. The Taima, the Takinu Isur Nesachim, why do we make this rule of Isur Nesachim? Kidei Shetehe Lebanos Parnasas Nesuin, right? So that the girls should have money to get married. Viketvei, she just got a big Yerusha. She just got a big Yerusha. Why should she have to get the 10% and then get the Yerusha, right? That's what the Gemara says. First opinion, She lost it.
What about the Yarshim of the Ben? They don't get it.
Maybe they didn't have it. Maybe there were none. Right? There were none. Right? V'amal Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says...
See, the first daughter got it because she grabbed it.
What?
The first daughter got the Yishim...
But she was allowed to do that. She was allowed to do that.
Why was she allowed to do
because
that?
Because there must be a heter to do that.
Because she was going to have nothing. All the Yerushalayim was going to go to the son.
Exactly. No. So she's allowed...
She's allowed to grab it?
What?
She's allowed to grab it?
Yeah. She's allowed to grab it. Yeah. Just for the wedding.
She's entitled to wedding support.
Right. So now, v'amr b'chanida, g'dola b'zu amru, not only that, even more so, motziin l'parnasa, v'ein motziin l'mizonos. Motziin l'parnasa means, motziin l'parnasa, we will take out for parnasa, but we will not take out for mizonos. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. G'dola b'zu amru, Shafilu macher ha'aches ha'nasach as ha'nechasim. Let's say the brother went ahead and sold all the nechasim. The brother sold everything. The brother wants cash. He sold everything. Next Rashi.
Was this after the father passed?
Yeah. So the brother's in charge. So motziin. Miyad ha'lekuchos. You go back to lekuchos. Ha'isr l'parnasa. That's such a strong claim that the daughter has that she can even take it from lekuchos. Simcha, I don't know when the son sold it. I don't know. But that's irrelevant. The point is that the daughter can go and tell her brother, you sold the land? You know, I'm going to go get it back. I'm allowed to get it back because I'm so entitled to this money, wedding money. I'm so entitled to it, I can even take it back from the kuchos, says Rabbi Chanina. G'dola mizu, more than that, right, emotziin lemazonos. Rashi, me'adal kuchos isa fafalpi she'ein motziin lemazonos mimishtadi. But again, remember what we said: you can't take it for food. For food, when the widow comes and says, "I have nothing to eat, but my husband sold land." I'm sorry, lady. Right, va'ata marta shnia vitra, and now you're telling me that the second daughter is mavater, she loses it, right? Right. So what do you see? What do you see? What you see is, right, that according to Rabbi Chanina,
even though it's not written,
but it's fixed, the fixed amount, it's a certain percentage, it's fixed. What's this? What do you see? You do go to lekuchos. You do. So the Gemara says, v'haparnasa demekatz kayitz. Parnasa is fixed. It's a fixed amount. Michtav lok, see, it's not written it down anywhere. Don't star about that. Vika motzia. And yet, they could take that out from lekuchos. So we've answered the question. But the question was, can it be, if it's fixed, it's not written down, can you still do it? Yes? So the Gemara says, no. Shiny parnasa. Parnasa is different. Why? Kivan de isle kala kiman diksiva dami. So everybody has daughters. If you have a daughter, everybody knows she's getting a certain amount. So it's as if it's written down. Right? It's as if it's written down. Okay? That's not like the case of what's not like it's written down. So Rashi said alone, and Tosfos said some other things. Kadon. Okay. Now, so we tried to ask the question, we tried to answer the question, we didn't answer it. Right? The question was, again, if it's fixed amount but it's not written down, can you go to Lekuchos? Masav Rav Huna Bar Manoach. Mesu binosehen. Mesu. There should be a comma there, right? Mesu.
Yes.
Mesu. If the husbands die, what husbands? So the case is a funny case. It's a man had a wife, and she had a daughter from a previous marriage. And he promised to support the daughter for 5 years. She was 15 years old. I'll support her for 5 years till she turns 20. Right? Then this guy died. This stepfather died. She marries another husband. She gets remarried again.
The mother.
And this husband also promises to support the daughter for 5 years. And he also dies.
But he did.
What? But he did. He promised. So Mesu says that they died. Both of these new stepfathers both died. Now, they both promised to support this girl for 5 years. Right? So that promise is not written down anywhere. And might not even be fixed. Maybe it is fixed. We'll see in a second. So Mesu, binosehen binizonos minachasim binechorin. How do these daughters get supported? Well, the father made a, these two father, stepfathers made a promise. So as long as there's money in the bank, they're going to keep the promise.
Right?
Only from Bnei Chorin. Right? Only from Bnei Chorin. V'hi nizonas minachasim mishubadim, but she, who's she? Who's she, v'hi, and she?
Second daughter.
No, I think it's the real daughter. Right? Right? V'hi...
What about stepdaughters?
What?
About stepdaughters, you said.
No, I'm sorry, it's a stepdaughter. It's that daughter. It's that daughter. I'm sorry, again. Mesu, they die. Bino Sehen means his real daughters. The guy had daughters also. His real daughters, Nizonas min Nechasim b'nei Chorin. They only get supported from Nechasim b'nei Chorin. Why? Because support always is from b'nei Chorin only. But Vihi, this girl, this stepdaughter, that both these husbands promised to support for 5 years, that was never written down anywhere, Nizonas min Nechasim mishubadim. That's from Nechasim mishubadim. Why? B'pnei shehi kibul az chov. Because it's like he owed her the money. It's like a chov. What do you see? Wasn't written down. And yet, it goes from the Chasim Mishubatim.
Yeah, but the Chasim Mishubatim you cannot take without having a star, without having written.
That's exactly the question we're asking.
So this is not.
So it proves they don't have to have it written.
It's implicit.
Is it, all you need is that it's a fixed amount.
It's implicit.
That's all you need. It's implicit, exactly. Right?
First or the second?
What?
Who does she collect from?
I guess from both.
Why?
From both. Both promised. They both died within 6 months of each other. So there's a 6 month gap or overlap. But otherwise, she supports from both.
Now it's a kasha anula?
Yeah, it's a kasha anula. Exactly, it's a kasha anula.
What is happening? This is not considered a set amount?
So I think it is a set amount. So let's say it's a set amount.
5 years?
Yeah, I don't know. The second one would promise.
You have to assume it's a set amount.
The second one would promise to support him for 5 years because he knows someone else promised and should collect from that person.
I hear. So the Gemara says, "Hachal ma'askin." No, you know what the case is? Mishakana miyado. No, he wrote. They wrote her a star. It was written down.
From both of them.
So ihachi it's a banos nami. So what about the daughter also? Right? No. Shakana lazu v'lokana mizu. Shakana lazu v'lokana lazu. No, he only wrote a daughter. He only wrote a star for the stepdaughters, not for his own daughter. So the Gemara says, "My pasuk, what kind of thing is that?" Right? So what kind of? Why would he do? Why would a guy do that? Why would a guy write a star for his stepdaughter, not his real daughter?
Because his real daughter, it's...
So, Bas Ishto, his real daughter, his stepdaughter, Dahavi Bishas Kinyan, Mahani Lo Kinyan. How on earth is a man going to write a star for his daughter? In other words, his stepdaughter was alive when he married this wife.
Right.
She was a 15-year-old girl. She comes to the marriage with this new wife. So he writes, okay, I promised to support her for 5 years. Bito, his own daughter, Dilo Havi Bishas Kinyan. She wasn't alive when he got married. He got married. He was 20 years old. The wife is 20 years old. No children. So what's he writing now? What's he writing? What kind of star is he writing? I'm going to support you. She's not born yet.
They put their future project.
So they, later on, he writes a star. Nobody does that. Lo Mahani Lo Kinyan.
He's got to support his daughter.
What? Fine, 100% has to support his daughter. The question is, he died. So now the daughter says, well, how am I getting supported? So you're getting supported from what's in the bank.
Okay.
What about Lukuchas? No. Why not? Because it's not written down. When's the guy supposed to write that down? Right? Kinyan, Bito, his own daughter, Delohavi, the Bishas Kinyan, Lo Mahani, Lo Kinyan. There is no Kinyan. So the Gemara says, 1 second.
So the stepdaughters make out. The real daughter doesn't.
Exactly.
Loses.
The Gemara's going to make that. That's not fair. So, Gemara, 1 second. Before we get to that, Milo Askinon, what about if you can find the case, David Tarvayu Bishas Kinyan, that they were both by a Shas Kinyan? How could that be? That could be, Heichi Dami, how could that be? The Garsha Vahadra, he divorced and remarried her. In other words, she had a previous marriage. She got a daughter. She then marries Reuven. Reuven, they married for a few years, they have a daughter. He then divorces her. He then remarries her. So when he remarries her,
The daughters are all there.
He writes a star for both. My stepdaughter, I promise. My daughter, I promise. Why not? Right? So why would the daughter not be able to get Lukuchos? The Gemara answers, Elabito, the daughter, the Panai Bezdin Ka'achla, Lo Mahani Lo Kinyan. No, it's the Tanai of Bezdin. Bezdin says you have to support your daughter. Bezdin made a rule like that, right? Maybe the Torah even made a rule like that. Therefore, there's no shtar. But Bas Ishto, but your stepdaughter, the lav b'tanai bezdin ka'achla, there's no tanai bezdin for that, for a stepdaughter. Therefore, mahani lo kinyan. Therefore, the kinyan works. Says the Gemara, v'chi migra gar, what kind of thing is that? Yeah, she loses out because she's a real daughter? It makes no sense. Ella, no. Bito, your daughter, kivin de b'tanai bezdin ka'achla, since you have to support her, you have to. There's a din, you have to support your daughter. Eimat serure atiftsa. You left her the money in the under the mattress. You left her a bundle of money. Because you know your daughter, you know you have to take care of your daughter, so you make sure she's taken care of. Right? But your stepdaughter, there's no din like that. Now, you really wanted to marry this woman. She has a daughter, so you promised, I'll take care of her for 5 years. She's 15 years old, I'll take care of her until she's 20. And the wife said, that's all I need. Right? And we wrote that down in a shtar. So there's no kasha, there's no raya. Right? Okay. Next. Toshma, Omer of Nusan. Amos, when is it true? When is it true? Amosai. When is it true that we said in the case that we're talking about, where Shimon stole Reuven's field and sold it to Levi, that Levi has no right to go back to Shimon and to go to Lekuchos and get for the payments that he paid out, laid out to improve and to pay us of the field. Only the field itself. Amosai, when is all that true? That's only Bizman, Shekadam, Mikcho, Shel Sheni, Leshivcho, Shel Ruvein. That's true if the sale that Shimon made to other people happened before Levi improved the field. So this guy bought a field from Shimon. A month later, there's a whole scandal that Shimon stole Ruvein's field. And sold it to Levi. Whole scandal. So this guy Yehuda says, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe I did business with this liar Shimon. Now they're going to take the field away. They're going to take away the payers also. That's not fair." Aval kadam shimcho shel Reuven lemecho shel Sheni. But if Levi improved the field and he put a big sign on the highway, I own this field now, and I'm improving it, and now some guy buys the field from Shimon, another field from Shimon, right? Then any fool that's going to do that, right, deserves it. Then even the shevach he has to pay from the kugel, right? He bought a field. 1 second, that field belongs to Shimon. I thought that was Reuven's field. What's going on here? Right, you open yourself up. Now you know it's all. Everyone's a big notice. It's a different story, right? Alma, what do you see? Mishum delo kadimhu. That the whole reason is because it didn't predate. The purchase didn't predate the improvements. And what if it did predate the improvements? You do have to pay, right? It has nothing to do with fixed amount, not fixed amount, written down. It has nothing to do with all that. It has to do with, you should have known. Timeline. Right? So the Gemara says, the truth is, Tanoihi. It's actually a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Ein motziin lachilas peros uloshevach karkos ulamazan isha, right? The habanos minachasim mishubadim bebetikin haolam lefish ein ksuvin. All these people, right? Ein motziin lachilas peros uloshevach karkos ulamazan isha banos minachasim mishubadim bebetikin haolam lefish ein ksuvin. It's not written down. None of these people can collect. Why? Because it's not fair. Tikkun olam. It's not fair. How is someone supposed to know that this guy has a stepdaughter and he promised? How is he supposed to know all that? Right? Guy buys a field. How is he supposed to know all these things? They're not written down. Amar of Yossi, v'chi ma tikkun olam yesh bazu. What kind of tikkun olam is that? Velo ein ksuvin. None of that's written. None of that's fixed. So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds that the issue is whether the timeline. So you see, it's a machlokas tanoim about that issue. Okay. Next, v'hamotzi mitzia lo yishava, right? V'hamotzi mitzia lo yishava. If you find a lost object, you don't have to swear, right? What does that mean? You don't have to swear. I say, here's your wallet. So wait a minute. There were two $20 bills in the wallet, not one. That's only one $20 bill. Swear that you didn't steal it. I don't have to do that. I don't have to swear, right? Because you make me swear, I'm never going to return lost objects. There's no halacha like that. You don't have to swear. Amar of Yitzchak, shnei kisin, two wallets, kishurin that are tied together, matzas, shnei kisin kishurin matzas li, right? Someone says, I lost two wallets tied together. V'halo Omer, the guy says, no, lo matasi el echad. I only found one wallet. Nishpa, he has to swear. Right? Nishpa, he has to swear. However, shnei shavarim kashur matzatzali, I lost two oxen tied together. V'halo Omer, lo haya el echad. I only had one. I only found one. Eino nishpa, he doesn't have to swear. Right? Right? Look at Rashi, the last mid-level line on the bottom over here. Kedemafaresh taima, delo menachti mahadadi. Oxen don't stay next to each other. They don't stay tied. Vahavale ta'anoso shalzeh, ta'anos bori, achresh echad mehem biadzeh, vareho dulo bimixas. That's the case of the wallet. We'll see you in a second. My taima. What's the reason why you have to swear by the wallet and you don't have to swear by the oxen? Because shvarim menatchi mehadadi, oxen get untied. Kisin lo menachti mehadadi, and wallets don't get untied. So when you return only one wallet, as Rashi just said, here's a tainus bari. I'm telling you there were two wallets there. He says no, it's only one. It's a moda b'mixas. You have to swear. So he disputes that now. Shnei shvarim, two oxen, kashurin matzasa. A guy says, I lost two oxen tied together. Vahalo omer, and the guy says, 1 minute. Matzasi vachzarti lacha echad mehen. I already returned one to you. Right? I already returned one to you. Hare ze nishpa. You have to swear. Rabbi Yitzchak, lesle hamotzi mitzia, lo yishava, did they take an olam? Mati's question. Didn't we just learn that we don't make people swear for taking an olam? What's Rabbi Yitzchak doing? Didn't we just learn that? Hu d'amar k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. No, he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. D'tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, pa'amim sha'adam nishpa al tainas atzmo. Sometimes a guy can swear on his own taina. So you can have to swear, I can hold, that you have to swear even by metzias. Normally we say no, Rabbi Yitzchak held, like Elazar, you can even swear on your own taina. Keita, what's the case? A guy says like this, Mana la avicha biyadi, your father owed me, how does it work? What?
I have your father's money
over here. I have to give back money to you. Vachiltiv pras. But I already paid back half. Right? Is that what it means?
Yeah.
I already paid back half. Hare zen nishba. You have to swear. Right? Vizehu shenishba al tainas atzmo. He couldn't have said anything to these people. They didn't know. He would know that, by the way, I owed your father $100, but I already paid back 50. Right?
That's a mikvah. You know, why does he have to swear?
So says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's a case where you can swear by yourself, on your own doing. You can cause yourself to swear. Right? You walk over to the assumption, I owed your father $100, but I already paid back 50. You have to say anything. You said something. And even though you said something, you're such a tzaddik. It must be telling the truth. Otherwise, you'd never do that. Who would do that? Right? I owe you money, but who does that? So it must be he's telling the truth. He's a big honest person. He still has to swear. Why? Modeh b'mitzvas.
Boy, isn't this a pure case of tikkun?
What? V'chachamim omrim, eino ela k'meishiv aveda u'pater. No. That's like a k'meishiv aveda. They don't know about it. You're pater from swearing. But you see, it's a machlokas. Right?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you say a pesha asar? Why don't you say
it? Someone says that. I saw that in one of the footnotes, a pesha asar. Right? So, the quotes over here, the Nachas David says like this. A person's not going to not return a lost object because he has to swear. Nobody would do that. Why would nobody do that? I walk down the street, I see the guy's wallet, I pick it up. You want to make me swear? So I'll swear. What, I'm not lying. I found your wallet. You're tying this. There was thousands of dollars in the wallet. I'll swear to that. Try to do the right thing, right? I see the guy's wallet. I picked it up and I returned it. I didn't touch a penny. No problem with that. Also, what's the alternative? He's going to pick up the wallet and not return it. That's a thief. He won't pick up the wallet.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to pick up the wallet. Why? I had a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. So what? The pasuk says v'salanti. You can't. I'm not going to get involved. But however, we know that there's a time when you don't have to get involved, right? Let's say there's a kohen and he's walking by and he sees a wallet in the cemetery. So he doesn't have to go in. Or let's say there's a wallet under the car and it's a gadol hador. So you get that on his hands and knees and go under the car and get your wallet. It's einol fi kavod. He doesn't have to do that. So guys, like the cheshbon, I'm going to go get myself involved and pick up this wallet, and they're going to hail me into court and make me forget this. I don't have to pick it up. Not that I'm going to violate it. I don't have to pick it up. So I'm going to be busy with this. Who needs this? I'm trying to do the guy a mitzvah and he drags me into court. So forget this. I won't pick it up. That's the cheshash. Anyway, now, Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov, less le meisha aved the potter. Doesn't Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov hold that a person who finds a lost object is potter? So the Gemara says, Amarav bita'ono katan. No. The person who's tainaing the money is a katan. The
person who lost it?
What?
What's the person tainaing? He's the guy who lost it?
No, so the son of the malve, the son of the lender, goes over to the love and says, you owe my father money. Uh-huh. We're changing the whole case now. We're changing the whole case now. Right? 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 So the son of the malva goes over to the lover and says,
after his father's death.
You owe my father $100. He says, it's true, but I already paid back 50. I paid back 50 to your father. It's true. I borrowed 100, but I already paid back 50. I owe you now 50. You're right. You'll have it next week. What?
The son goes with the minister.
Right. So 1 second. Katan. So the Gemara says, therefore what? Right? That's why you have to swear. Your mamash, your modib mixas. It's not that you walked over to the cotton and said, by the way, I want you to know I'm such a tzaddik that I borrowed money. No. The cotton came over to you and said, no, where's the money?
Right.
Oh, half I paid back. So oh, really? Half I paid back? Mother mitzvahs, you have to swear.
Right.
So the Gemara says, 1 second, cotton, midi, mishasha, isbe, can a cotton even do that? Vatnan, einish, button, altainas, cherishot of a cotton. You can't taina, there's no shvua on the taina of a cherishot of a cotton. So the cotton comes and, by the way, you owe my father money. You owe me money, because it's really owe my father money. I don't have to swear on a cotton. So the Gemara says, no. My cotton, gadol. He's really a gadol. He's an adult. So my car like cotton. Why are you calling him a cotton?
He's a son.
Because the lagabe mili davaviv cotton who, regarding the affairs of his father, he was ignorant. He was like a little boy. He doesn't know his father. Then he saw a note in the drawer. Oh, what's his name? Reuven owed me $100. He didn't know that. So he went over to Reuven. You owe my father $100. So you owe me $100. My father passed away. He says, yeah, I do, but 50 I paid back. Really? You have to swear, and I'm a gadol, right?
I don't get that.
Ihachi.
He's not the mitzvah mechaber. This guy, the cotton is not.
That's the rule. The rule is that a modav mitzvah have to swear. The rule is modav mitzvah have to swear.
But the cotton is not making a tain because
he's not a cotton. He's a gadol. He's 25 years old. Okay. Why is it called a cotton? Because he didn't know his father's affairs. So he's like he's ignorant in his father's estate. Ihachi, Tainas Atzmo? That's not a Tainas Atzmo. Tainas Acherim who? That someone else made a Tain on you.
Right, the
Yassim. Some of the Gemara says, no. Tainas Acherim, it's a Tain from someone else, but Vodos Atzmo. But then you admitted it. Right? So the Gemara says, Kulu Tainas Nami Tainas Acherim Vodos Atzmo. Every Tain is like that. Right? Everything's like that. Right? So the Gemara says, so back to our question. Right? We're back to our question. What's our question? Our question is, how could Rav Yitzchak say that you have to swear on a shvu, on an aveda?
Right.
So we said it's like this case where you make a tain on yourself. Then we said that doesn't make any sense, right? So we changed the whole case. So Ella, rather bidiraba kamiflagi. They're arguing about Rabba's din. What's Rabba's din? The Amar Rab. Now look at Ella. Look at Ella. See the Rashi Ella, right? Lo tema, don't say b'taino gadol. It's not a talk about a taino of a gadol. Ella b'tauno cotton. It was a taino of a cotton. Ay utika kasha einish boy al tainas cotton. There's no swearing on a tainas cotton. Hani mili, that's only true b'she taono hifkarati loch. That's only true if it's a pikadon. Degabe shvua ksiv lo yitain ish v'lo cotton. This week's parsha. I give you to watch something. Not a cotton. Aval ha ba b'tainas aviv. But if you come with through the taina of your father, then nishba'in afilu l'cotton. You have to swear even to a cotton. So when a cotton comes and says, if my father lent you money, then you do have to swear. And you say, well, I gave half of it back. Your mother of mitzvah, you have to swear. If the cotton would come and say, my father left the his iPad over here, where is it? He says, he never, what are you talking about? He never came here and left. Then there's no shavua. Right? Ula Rabbanon, afil gadol einish bon. The Rabbanon hold, even if you're an adult, there's no shavua. Kidadam b'shavuas, mana la'aba b'yadecha, ein lo b'yadi el hamishim dinar, potter. So Uba de Rabba Kamiflagi, they're arguing about this issue. That's what's going on Amud Aleph when Rabbi Yitzchak said that if a guy comes and says, I had two wallets, I lost two wallets, and you say, well, why don't I give back already? You have to swear. I lost two by Shavas Aveda. Now they're arguing at this point. What's still going on? The Amar Rabba, the Dima Amar Torah, Moda B'mikzas, Hataini Yeshava. Why do you have to swear by Moda B'mikzas? Why? What's the reason for this? So in the beginning of Baba Metzia, the Gemara explains like this. Chazaka, eight other meyiz panav b'fnei ba'al chovo. No one has the chutzpah. The guy comes and says, where's the money I lent you? You never lent me money! No one has the chutzpah to do that. Right? Rather, v'hai, b'kuli ba'al ma'kaf relay. Really? He wants to pay the whole thing. He wants to do the right thing and pay him back. But v'hai de lo kafri, why doesn't he pay him back? B'shum de'ein ad meyiz panav, why doesn't he lie? B'shum de'ein ad meyiz panav b'fnei ba'al chovo. He knows how the chutzpah to do that. Ubekulu ba'alu deludile. He really wants to pay back the whole thing. V'hai dilo odile, right? Why does he? So he doesn't just pay it back or admit it? Because he doesn't have the money. So ishtamute hu dekam ishtamitle. He's pushing him off. Savri hold ad havili zuze upranale. When I have the money, then I'll pay.
Now,
exactly. So where's my money? Well, first of all, you should have. I gave you already. Now that's a lie.
Right.
Why do you say that? I push him off. I would have the money. I'm not going to deny he lent me the money. That I'm not going to know how the chutzpah to do that. I'm not going to deny he lent me the money. So what am I saying? Push you off a little bit. Push you off. Give me some time. I'll end up paying the whole thing. So once you say, I paid you half back, you have to swear. Right? You have to swear. Right? V'amar rachmana rami shvu aleha. We make you swear. Ki hechi deludi lei bekulu. So that you won't deny the whole thing. Right? Now, when won't somebody lie? Somebody won't lie when there's a chutzpah to lie. If there's a chutzpah, no one's going to lie. Right? To say, I don't owe you the money, it's a big chutzpah. That's never good. So therefore, now, Amar Belozer ben Yaakov, Savar, Loshna Bo, Loshna Bibno. It doesn't make a difference if it's this guy. It doesn't make a difference if it's his son. Ain't no mayas. No one's going to have the chutzpah to lie. Going to lie to the son? Hilkach, therefore, lav meshiv avedahu. It's not meshiv aveda, and therefore you're chayev to swear. However, for Rabbanan Savri, bohu de ain't no mayas. Not to him, to the guy who lent me the money. I'm not going to lie. I'm not have the chutzpah to do that. Avol bibno, mayas. To the son, I will have the chutzpah. Therefore, umedelo mayas, since you don't have any problem denying it, what is it? Meshiv Avedahu. It's like a Meshiv Aveda. If it's a Meshiv Aveda, you don't swear. Why? Because you don't swear Meshiv Avedas. Why not? Because otherwise no one's ever going to want to lend them up. No one's ever going to want to pick it up. So now getting back to that case. What's Rabbi Yitzchak talking about? Right? Rabbi Yitzchak said the exact same thing. Right? Even that now the Toveh is a cotton. Right? He's not 100% sure. I think my father had two oxen tied together, and you say you return, right? So Rabbi Yitzchak held, he has to swear, right? Right? Rabbi Yitzchak made him swear on Amud Aleph. Why did he make him swear? Because it's not a Meshiv Aveda, right? What's it like? It's like I don't have the chutzpah to lie to you, and therefore you have to swear. Okay? That's why he held. It's not really a case of Meshiv Aveda. It's not really a case of Meshiv Aveda. It was more of a case of a taina, and he had the chutzpah to lie to him, and therefore he has to swear. And that's why he has to swear. Okay?
Got it.
And tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah. Everybody have a very good day.